Today on Today in Congo, the top stories are violence on the rise, Uganda and the rebels, Duncan with the sport, a plane that crashed, and the UN humanitarian chief commands attacks on all civilians. Now over to Jamie with his report on violence on the rise.
People in the east of the DRC are in the middle of mass arms combat. Amongst the fighting, there are other things such as rape and arson. Oxfam said that in North Kivu, that 250 houses were burnt down, and in the nearby village of Lufo, the Hutu rebels are committing house-to-house terrorism attacks. According to the UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, rebels have been telling everyone who visits the capital city of Goma that you will all die. And the rebel group FDLR burnt down 365 homes in Luofo and Kasiki. In Lubero, the situation is rapidly worsening. Thousands of houses have been burnt down since military operations began. There are not enough UN peacekeepers in affected areas. The FLDR stepped up their raids when Congolese and Rwandan troops ended their offensive. Tensions are rising in the the presence of FLDR in the DRC is a cause of most of the country's problems.
Thank you for that, Jamie. Now over to Kim with a story on the plane crash.
On Thursday the 30th of April, a Boeing 737 crashed on its way for repairs to here. In the Western Democratic Republic of Congo, killing all 7 crew on board. The plane was landing in Kinshasa, 321 kilometers east of Kinshasa, on its way from Bangui to here in Zimbabwe in DRC. The crew members were 2 Cameroons, 2 from the Congo Republic, 1 from the Central African Republic, 1 from Zimbabwe, and 1 from France. The Boeing 737 has spent the last 2 years in the Cameroon and has not flown for the last year and has been given the all clear to fly to Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Now over to Sam with the story on the DRC rebels and Uganda.
Uganda security officials have said they are not offering shelter to some DRC rebels after DRC Congo accused them of it. The resident district commissioner claimed that Uganda Intelligence Service held meetings with some rebels in a hotel in Ara. But Uganda said they haven't stepped foot into DRC since the start of 2009. People in the meeting talked about Uganda-Congo border, Abra, and said that Uganda didn't take down pillars to mark where the border is. This meeting was supposed to take last week, and this meeting has took place as the countries do not get along and are accusing each other of other things.
Thank you for that, Sam. And now, over to Duncan with the sport.
Aloha and Kanana pillars. Kanana Pillars won against Alahai in the African Champions League. Alahai, who last year's defending champions, lost out. The match ended 3-3, and that meant Kanana Pillars went through an away goals rule. That's it.
Thank you for that, Duncan. That was wonderful. The last story is at the top of the UN's humanitarian official Thursday is the fighting in Rwanda and neighbouring countries. This is bad for the DRC because all of the people from Rwanda are running into the DRC. The main concern for the DRC is the displacement and the troops, because if they went into DRC, they might rape or kill the people. Now that was the end! of the bulletin and the show today. Thank you very much. By Jamie, Duncan, Kimberly, Sam, and me, Fraser Sutherland, the star of the show.